Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me, superlative in every way, as always.
Diametrically opposed to you.
Well, yeah, you do have the wrong viewpoints, but that's all right. We're trying to walk you through them. You are becoming a kinder and gentler papa.
Bah, humbug.
As the show goes on. Although your attitude remains slightly negative.
It does, yes, I'll admit that.
But Joe's a real star. He's a Pennsylvania Associated Press broadcaster.
Associated Press?
Or Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters. Broadcaster Hall of Fame member. He's on the Bar Association's Judicial Review Committee. Does some of their investigating. They make sure that these guys get two thumbs up or two gavels. He's mayor of Shamokin Dam. CSVT Task Force. He's a veteran, a former member of the Communications Committee of the Emergency Alert System People in Pennsylvania, PEMA, a State Mayor's Association Vice President. You're a VP of the State Mayor's Association.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. Future president. Of
I don't wish for that job.
Okay.
We have a good one, and we'll let him stay there.
For 20 years, if that's what it takes.
If that's what he wants, that's fine with me.
How long are you going to stay mayor?
Well, I have two more years in this term.
And then what?
Don't know. My health is good, and the sun's shining. Who knows?
Yeah, but your conservative viewpoints, isn't that off-putting to your many constituents?
That's right. They often have tar and feather parties out in front of my house.
And you're there.
Because I don't reflect their views at all.
Snyder County. I think you probably do.
Okay. Well, we can agree that Snyder County is conservative, and I'm conservative.
Okay, so you've
That doesn't mean there aren't wonderful liberal people in Snyder County who deserve to be represented as well.
And it doesn't mean you're not wrong, because I quite frankly think that...
I am wrong.
I think. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. This thereby sets the tone for the show. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. Mr. Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom. He's keeping us informed about news stories and so on. We will have news headlines coming up at 9:06. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Your next vehicle is there, whether you need a brand new vehicle or a superlatively checked pre-owned vehicle, or your car is busted, they can fix it at the quick lane, or your truck needs to be towed out of a ravine. They got big tow trucks that are really more like cranes than they are tow trucks, but they'll take good care of you. Rollbacks with all the rest of us, and they make sure that everybody's taken care of. Alignment shop, body shop, you name it. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. As three individuals have done, that relates to the impeachment and the inspector general. So we can talk about that on the market, WKOK.com. You can do as a couple of people have done. That's text us at 70236. So I say to you, Joe, are you happy now? You
With
got
what?
Your inspector general's report.
Well, there's another one coming. There's another report coming out. No, I think the inspector general did a fairly good job. I think he concluded that there was no political bias. He concluded that the investigation was started properly. But he also found 17 errors. And I know the people on the left are not going to want to ignore those 17 errors.
What errors? I didn't see any errors. I read the whole report. I didn't see any errors.
For heaven's sakes, get with it, brother. You know, they lied about, they just misled the FISA court.
Well,
and I'll be very interested to see if the court...
There's incomplete information, correct? Not deliberately misleading, that you know of, anyway.
Well, let's take it from the beginning. There were 17 errors. Does it bother you that the FBI made 17 errors?
Well, I don't think it's ideal, but the trouble is the whole FBI.
Oh, so that's okay. 17 errors are okay.
No,
but we'll accept the fact. We'll accept the three main reasons that there was no political bias, that they had a legitimate right to start the investigation. We'll accept that, but we'll ignore the 17 errors.
Well, I think if they did 17 errors, aren't there personnel policies to deal with errors?
And in effect, what they did it has lied and misled the FISA court.
Well, inadvertently, you know,
so the question becomes,
inadvertently.
Oh, come on. You know, these are the same people.
You do know it was intentional.
These are the same people who were out, had a fallback plan to get the president, the FBI leadership. Even the head of the FBI accepts the fact that they made mistakes and has agreed to adopt the inspector general's reports. So I'd say the inspector general came out with a fairly decent finding. It makes the president look a little, well, foolish for claiming all those years that it was a baseless witch hunt. Apparently, there was solid grounds to start it. Now, whether you believe that they should have ignored the FISA, or they should have ignored the Steele dossier, they didn't tell them who funded it. They lied to them about that. You know, so those things
they had to know all this.
Those things are troubling. The fact that the FBI would conduct a flawed investigation on anyone should be a concern to everybody. Everybody's saying, oh, the president, all the things he does should be a concern to the American people. So should the fact that the FBI can screw up an investigation that badly.
We have two emails on this topic and one caller ready to go. Than, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark.
Hi there. Good morning. Joe, I had mentioned Republican values, which I always thought were fairly high-minded, although I thought that they were not the way I thought in many cases. One of the things that conservatives and Republicans have always done is stand up for law enforcement. And now I listen to you and congressmen here and there, the Republicans, saying, well, you can't trust the law enforcement people in this country. And, of course, who does Trump trust? He trusts Putin, and he trusts the North Korean leader. Those values are upside down, Joe.
What law enforcement?
They're not the Republican
values
then, I was brought up with.
Well, you weren't brought up with any Republican values. I know that to be a fact. But let's look at
of
it this way.
Of course I was.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question.
Values in
then,
many cases.
You asked me a question. Let me answer it. What law enforcement agency have I said we can't trust?
The FBI.
I didn't say you couldn't trust them. I didn't say you couldn't trust them. I said it's concerning to me as an American that the FBI could screw up an investigation that badly. Isn't it a concern to you?
Well, listen, I have been watching the FBI.
It was a yes or no question, Than. Yes or no question.
Because they, I have been.
Yes or no question, Than.
I have been looked at by the FBI because I'm a leftist.
Do they have a dossier on you?
I am told they do, but I don't think it amounts to very much because I never did anything to really upset them except be of a religion they didn't understand and enjoy the fact that we have the freedom of speech in this country, and I use it.
You completely dodged my question. Does it trouble you that the FBI could make 17 errors that serious in an investigation?
Of course it does.
Okay.
But on the other hand, Joe, does it bother you that you refuse to talk about what's going on in the country?
What am I refusing to talk about?
And you constantly dodge the question.
What question am I dodging? Ask me a question. I won't dodge it.
Okay. Is Donald Trump guilty of, let's say, an impeachable offense?
No.
And why would you say that when the FBI, the Justice Department, the people looking at it, and the ambassador from Ukraine says, yes, he did?
None of them had any direct knowledge of the president, what he did or what he said. But here's the thing. The Nancy Pelosi, if you look at all the talk that Democrats have done about bribery, corruption, bribery, extortion, and yet what are the two charges they're going to file against the president? Not any of those. And yet then everybody in the Democratic side was saying, oh, he's guilty of bribery and extortion. Well, why aren't they filing those charges against him, Than, if there's so much evidence?
Let me put the question back on you. If those things of in the you obviously didn't read the Mueller report. That's something that I thought you said you did. You obviously didn't. Because
you're talking about the
potential 9 or 10 impeachable items in that report that are very obvious.
None of which that Mueller reached the conclusion he should be charged with.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
You know, if you fall for that kind of stuff, I think you should spend more time at the movies and less time thinking. I mean, because you're falling for you're falling for the Russian line. You're falling for the Fox News line.
Well, and you're drinking the MSNBC Kool-Aid. Line. You're drinking the MSNBC Kool-Aid, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I listen, I could make fun of you, too, but what I will say I don't think you're paying attention.
I am, believe me, I am paying attention. I disagree with you. So that means I'm stupid and I'm not paying attention and I didn't read this and I didn't read that because I arrived at a different conclusion than you. That is so typical, folks on the left. You disagree with me, therefore you are stupid. You didn't think about things. You're wrong.
Do you remember that I started this conversation by saying, kind of in one way or another, that I respected the Republican point of view when the Republicans had one?
Well,
and I'm saying I do not respect that point of view anymore because you do not have one. You have a point of we're going to save this guy and make him president no matter what he does. And that's not the way we run this country. We actually look at things, investigate things, and impeachment is part of our process.
Yes, but proof is also an essential element of that, and so far there is no proof.
And I say that you haven't read the Mueller report. If you did, you'd know there is.
I read the Mueller report, but I didn't arrive at the same conclusion
so.
You did. Well, I don't believe you read the Mueller report either, because if you had, you would know that he did not call for indictment on any of those issues. Now, you could make the argument that he did that because the opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted, but that's only an opinion. If he felt strongly about it, he would have recommended an indictment.
Okay, now let's get to reality. Do you think there's a possibility that Trump did something that's impeachable?
There's a possibility that he did. There's a possibility that he didn't. That's the whole point of the investigation. If it were done fairly, I'd be fully supportive of it.
And how is it not done fairly?
Because they wouldn't allow the Republicans to call the witnesses they wanted. Why won't Adam Schiff come and defend his own work before the impeachment committee? Why does he send attorneys?
Why did
No, you answer
Trump
my question. Answer my question. Answer my question
my
first. Answer my
even
question
speak
first.
To you.
Answer my question first. I ask you first. You always tell me don't answer a question with a question. That's exactly what you're doing, my friend.
Okay, now ask me the question again. I will answer it, and
okay.
Then I'd like to have you answer
why
mine.
Why didn't Adam Schiff show up to justify his own work? Why won't he testify and give the Republicans a chance to ask him questions?
Okay, here's exactly what I think. I have no idea why that's the case, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. I think
we have.
In the Senate, Joe. But my question to you is there any chance that we can find an impeachable offense in the fact that, and it's very obvious that the ambassadors, the FBI, and everybody else feels like Trump ask for a favor from Ukraine in exchange for money, that the Senate and the House had bipartisanly given to Ukraine, and Trump held it up for a favor? Any question about that?
I think he had every right to ask for a favor. Doesn't mean you grant it.
Okay,
that
just
doesn't
like
mean
the
you grant
guys
it.
In your favorite movie, there, The Godfather, or something like that. Where
my
they
favorite
say,
movie?
It'd be just wonderful if you did this little favor for us. We need you to kill somebody, and if you don't, we're going to kill your family.
So now you're saying the president's killing people?
All right, man. All right, time's up. Than, we'll give you a last second brief comment if you'd like.
No. I don't think there's any changing people when they get stuck in the Fox News and
or the MSNBC, the MSNBC and the MSNBC Kool-Aid.
Go ahead, Than.
Thank you so much, Than.
Thanks for
always
calling.
Always fun to talk to you, Than. Have a good day, buddy.
Great to talk to you. You too. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Than Mitchell, occasional host and guest here on the show, an occasional
and
caller.
Always wrong.
He's also on the producing staff of the Talk to Santa show. He's a former two-way radio announcer from here back in the 80s.
Years ago.
70s. Okay. When did that start? 70s?
Oh, Talk to Santa?
No, two-way radio.
Oh, two-way radio. I think because I was in the 70s somewhere.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. We have stacks of emails, calls, and texts, so we'll get to those ASAP.
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kia sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. Phone calls get the top priority, then texts and emails. Probably not in that order, but we got lots of emails and texts pending, so please keep that stuff coming. We do appreciate it, but we go to the phones. Dale is there with his insights. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
Yeah, you know, everything's a teachable moment, and I got to ask people what you learned from this moment here where... No one's going to jail, and they're all going to the bank. So, you know, basically, our founding fathers wrote the Constitution in order to protect the people and the government. Well, what happened right now, I see, is, you know, it looks like a denomination or a sect is controlling all branches of government for a profitable purpose. And I don't think anybody can dispute that. So I would just say, you know, Trump's an outsider. Like she said, Pelosi said he's an imposter. That's basically she's saying he's not a lawyer. Basically, that's the bread and butter of it. I thought something bigger was going to come out of it. So basically, they're just all going to the bank or not going to jail. So
he's not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I saw the Bar Association's hand in this.
Yeah. So that's basically what it is. It's you know, make sure that government's not controlled by any sect, cult, or denomination, but it's basically obvious it is. Where you know, I'm wait. We're all expecting people to go to jail, but they're all going to the bank instead. So, you know, all this jibber jabber. You know,
right? We got a lot of jibber jabber going on. That's for sure.
Put your hands up in the air and surrender. You know, put your hands up in the air. They're going to be taking your guns soon anyway.
So. Who is it that's going to the bank and not to jail? Who do you believe should be going to jail that is actually going to the bank, cashing in on all this? Names.
I don't know. Your channel Fox News has been telling us that somebody's going to jail.
I haven't seen that.
Channel Fox News.
Come on. It's both of them are playing the same game, but I mean, it's all propaganda. I mean, really. I mean, who's benefiting from this and who's getting more power? So, you know, it's a teachable lesson, you know. Just throw your hands up in the air and we're all slaves to the market.
It's a teachable...
They're above the law. They are above the law.
It's a teachable moment and an impeachable moment. All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Always glad to see you on the radio. Appreciate that. Joe, we got emails. Go.
EB, our friend EB says, well, the Inspector General report concluded there was no evidence of political bias when the FBI opened an investigation into the Trump campaign. In fact, it also concluded that the FBI had valid reasons to begin it. This completely disproves Dear Leader's long-held claim, repeated with great fervor by the GOP and Trumpkins everywhere, that his campaign was illegally spied on. I'm sure this fact will get a whole 10 seconds on today's show, and the focus instead will be on the 17 errors and omissions in the FISA warrants. Notable? Yes. But the Trumpkin callers will no doubt be eager to brush the part that makes Trump look like a lying fool he is under the rug. They will be good Trumpkins and focus instead on the far less significant thing that protects their cult leader. After all, Trump's lies must be validated and his insane ramblings must be excused away. Delicious Kool-Aid. So before the usual Trump tongue bath begins, allow me to repeat. The Inspector General report concluded that there was no evidence of political bias. The Inspector General report concluded there was no evidence of political bias. And the Inspector General report concluded there was no evidence of political bias.
But and they made some mistakes, right?
We'll just brush aside those 17 mistakes.
Well, can we not deal with the 17 mistakes? Cannot they not be punishable?
Well, the FBI has said that it acknowledges they made those errors and that they were going to adopt the recommendations of the Inspector General, which I think they certainly should do.
Sure.
But, you know, I am concerned that the FBI, which, you know, we used to hold it up as a paragon of virtue, even though J. Edgar Hoover was far from that.
We even had a TV show about it.
Yeah, well, more than one. TV shows, radio shows.
So are we finding
shows.
Out the truth now, or have they
no,
changed?
No, I think we've learned that J. Edgar Hoover was not the paragon of virtue we thought he was, and he ran the FBI as his personal fiefdom. You know, so we have a history of FBI involvement in political matters. I mean, FBI files on important people were a large part of how J. Edgar Hoover kept things under wraps that he wanted to keep under wraps. His treatment of Dr. King was horrible. So if you could look at all the things the FBI has done in the past and now look at the 17 errors they made here and Page and Strzok and there, we got to stop the president. You know, it may be that there was no political bias. It may be there was no, that they had a legitimate reason to start the investigation. That's quite possibly so. But I am still concerned that the FBI has been far too political in the past in trying to meddle in internal affairs that they didn't have any business meddling in.
So what should we do?
Well, we should adopt the Inspector General's report and hope that we have good people at the FBI who will overcome these problems and move ahead in a positive direction.
Maybe fire everybody and start over.
Well, I don't think we should fire everybody because not everybody's guilty. But we should weed out the Pages and Strzoks in the organization and the Comeys and make sure they don't have a chance to do it again.
All right. To one of our listeners sends us notes. Let's go.
Says one of our listeners saying, how, if former president died, Trump would not be invited, and how unpopular Trump was, and it's all his fault. But yet I remember hearing the same hatred about George W. Bush all the time he was in office. So where is the problem, really? Good point.
In what way?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't get it.
Well, people were saying that George Bush wouldn't be invited to funerals and, you know, he was not popular and he was all these terrible things wrong with him. And again, it's people on the left who didn't like him and they don't like this guy. But when Obama was president, there were people on the right doing the same thing.
Right. It's funny when we thought George W. Bush was the worst president in the modern
era. I didn't think he was.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I could have spoken that for you.
And then we can't have EB without having Tom. And Tom says about yesterday's program, as usual, Steve Kushaloff was the voice of common sense and reason. Joe, Dan, and Lance were in the twilight zone. Despite the president, some parts of the economy are doing well. However, 44% of citizens have no 401k. 40% are earning less than $18,000 a year. Many millions are working two or three jobs just to survive. They have no health or dental care, or no life insurance. Income inequality has never been higher. Poverty and homelessness are very prevalent, and we should add, largely in democratically controlled cities. The national debt recently went over $23 trillion, much of that because of tax cuts and corporations and the rich. Much of that tax cut enriched Wall Street and 401ks. Below is a partial list of the biggest broken Trump promises. One, would introduce a health care plan that would be cheaper, better, and everybody would be covered. None. Number two, would build a border wall and Mexico would pay for it. Not one has been built. That was Trump's number one promise. Three.
And we're paying for it.
Right. Illegal immigration would be eliminated. It's at an all-time high. Actually, this past month was the lowest it's been in quite a while.
In terms of arrests, that doesn't mean there's fewer illegal immigrants coming into the U.S. There's just more arrests.
Well, they've caught fewer, so you think they've suddenly become incompetent?
No. I'm just saying that you if you talk about people coming over the border illegally, you have two outcomes, and you know that the number of individuals being arrested is lower.
Okay.
But that has no bearing, no correlation at all whatsoever to the number of individuals coming over the border illegally and getting into the U.S., and that number is the same as it's always been.
Number four, would institute an infrastructure plan? None. Number five, national debt would be eliminated. It's at $23 trillion, up from $20 trillion. Six, we would not be the laughing stock of the world. Ha ha.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Number seven, would not be playing any golf. I don't recall that he ever promised that.
No, he said Obama took a lot of vacations and he wouldn't do that. But
would fix trade agreements. So far is a disaster. Number nine, said he would bring back jobs in coal and steel industry, lost jobs and mines closed. Number 10, said he would bring back manufacturing, and we're losing manufacturing. P.S. Poor Dan. Russia probe finds no political bias, no deep state, no coup, and Dan and the far, far, far right wackos accept the findings. Will they? No.
Oh, right. What an email. Thank you. Can I delete it or no?
Well, let's one little thing. I do agree with him with number one. The president planned, said he would introduce a health care plan, and so far he has
been... Well, remember he had that diatribe statement like that was spoken in Oregon with a list of 20 or 30 things that would be accomplished over the course of his presidency, and he has done about half of them, or at least worked on them.
Well, what Dan ignores is that a large percentage of that 40% earning less than $18,000 a year are young workers and their first jobs.
Brother, come on.
So should we pay them $50,000 a year right out of the gate and give them dental and health care insurance?
No, Joe, sorry, we don't buy that. All right, nice try. We're going to keep arguing about these important topics. We got more emails and texts present. We'll have those pulled up for the next hour. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we're talking about the Inspector General's report, which showed there was absolutely positively, no matter what Joe thinks, any political bias going into the initial FISA warrant into President Trump's campaign.
Didn't you hear me say I accept the accept the Inspector General's report?
17 findings of deleterious actions and lack of information. Not really lying, but just, boy, I'll tell you what, errors of omission on renewing some of the warrants and so on. And so that certainly should be dealt with significantly at the FBI level, and I hope they do so. I hope some of that is in plain sight so we can see how that is being reacted to. We also have the articles of impeachment, which call attention to abuse of power. Let's see, two elements. Abuse of power. What was the second one?
Obstruction of Congress.
Obstruction of, okay. Well,
despite Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats using bribery, extortion. You know, you would think if they actually could prove bribery and extortion, those are certainly crimes and misdemeanors, and that would be an impeachable offense. Yet they don't even mention that. Gee, isn't that surprising?
Well, I guess maybe they found out they couldn't prove it or something along that line.
Well, then if you can't prove it, the reason is there's not enough evidence and maybe no crime took place.
Well, you were talking about yesterday that you would appreciate more direct evidence, so maybe that's a factor there. Okay, so that's a quick summary of where we've gone so far. We have three emails pending that relate to these topics and half a dozen texts, so we'll read those on the radio. On the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We would love to hear from you. In the news, funeral services for 3-year-old Arabella Parker can now proceed. A judge has ruled that the aunt's wishes will supersede those of Parker's jailed father, Arabella, the child who died in the Treverton child abuse case. Now, according to media reports, the judge ruled in favor of Parker's aunt, Mandy Kegler. She can proceed with cremation. The case was brought to Northumberland County Court after the child's father, Carl Parker, disagreed with the funeral arrangements. He's at FCI Cole Township on a DUI charge. The child died November 22nd. A Valley teacher still receiving accolades despite ultimately not winning the honor of Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year. We told you earlier this year, Shikanamy High School teacher Colleen Epler-Ruth was one of 12 finalists for the 2020 Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year. Monday, the State Education Department named Joseph Welch from the Pittsburgh area as the TOY. Education Secretary Pedro Rivera says that he's very glad that anybody, he's glad to be among the superlative educators who were at that yesterday. Epler-Ruth says that they received a crystal apple as part of their acknowledgments and appreciation. A Pennsylvania man who earned a reprieve from a life sentence only to be held on a long-ago shoplifting charge is back on track to be released. David Shepard's case has become something of a political football in the debate over criminal justice reform. Governor Tom Wolf approved his clemency after a recommendation from the Board of Pardons, but an outgoing county prosecutor detained him for hours before his relief Friday on a decades-old blue jeans theft charge. Shepard spent another weekend in state prison before Copeland's office declined to seek bail at a hearing Monday. He's now expected to be released to a halfway house by Tuesday. And Merriam-Webster has named the pronoun they. It's 2019 Word of the Year. The word and its emergence as a non-binary alternative to he and she experienced a 300% increase in lookups on Merriam-Webster.com. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says he was surprised by the data, but the word has been the subject of a lot of talk this year. Lookups for they spiked in January with the rise of model Oslo Grace on top of fashion runways. In September, the dictionary site experienced another big increase in lookups of they when pop star Sam Smith wrote on social media that they preferred their pronouns were they and them rather than him or her. Okay?
Well, so that's better
they,
than
the teacher of the year.
What were those other ones? Whiz and Wes and Zick and Zach or whatever?
Yeah, there are some other ones. Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me, but all important.
If you ever find it, just throw it out.
When you're trying to use respectful language, I guess it's getting more difficult rather than easier. 1-800-795-9565. Let's go back to the emails, Joe. That's like a satisfactory idea.
Yes, we have one that says, what can we do as Republicans and Democrats to come together on the issue of impeachment? Well, not much, I'm afraid.
I don't know. Proceed and get it over with. How about that?
Well, yeah, that would be one thing you could do, you know. But I still say, wouldn't you think an actual crime would be their best shot at impeaching the president? If they wanted to impeach
something
it,
that
it would
was
be
a
something
criminal.
Like bribery or extortion.
What did he do, a criminal offense? I know we talked about a bribery situation.
Well, you know, the people on the left don't like to use Jonathan Turley's testimony the other day. But he made some good points, you know. He's saying if there is no evidence of a direct crime, how are you going to impeach somebody? And he said, with respect to contempt or obstruction of Congress, that it is no obstruction of Congress to go to the court and say, listen, let's take this matter before a court and see what they say, and then we'll determine what, you know, where we go from there. That's not obstruction. They're saying, oh, he wouldn't turn over, he wouldn't allow people to testify, he wouldn't allow documents to be turned over. That's where you go to court, and you let a judge and a group of people sitting as judges make the determination. But they don't want to do that. There's some thought that Nancy Pelosi this morning, and I don't know, she was supposed to talk at 9, I don't know whether she's talking yet or not, that she might put a hold on this and saying, trying to find some way to get out of it, by saying, well, I will wait till the court decides, you know, on these issues about mm-hmm. whether or not Barr should testify and Giuliani should testify. I'll wait till they decide, and then we'll decide where we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes, but that's not obstruction of Congress to want your to preserve your rights, and by going to a court and say, I don't believe this is right. If you believe I'm wrong, take me to court.
Okay.
Isn't that why we have courts?
Well,
to make these kinds
continued.
Of decisions.
Now, what do we have on Wednesday? One of the impeachment hearings continue, or this is a continuation of the table?
Well, supposedly
version?
Today they're announcing what today. The charges would be. There were two of them that were widely circulated. You know, they may come up. They may decide to charge him with bribery and extortion. I hope they mm-hmm. do. If they think he did it, I hope they do it. But the thing that gets me is there was talk this morning that not all of the Democrats would vote for these articles of impeachment anyway, because some of them are in districts that Donald Trump won rather substantially, and they managed to pick up the seat in an off-term election.
So
but let me ask you this
keep
question.
Voting that way.
Right. If they honestly believe the president is guilty and they vote not to impeach him because they're trying to hang on to their political seats, doesn't that make them moral cowards?
Well, you have to compromise if you're in Washington, D.C., so that might be one of their compromises.
Well, there hasn't been any compromise with respect to the president.
Well, a couple of Democrats have voted against getting the impeachment this far, so those, you know, may have been considered a compromise. I don't know. I think what happens with people in the U.S. House of Representatives is they are representatives, so if all of their constituents are primarily Republican and don't like the impeachment, and you go to Washington and you vote that way, I don't think it's two-faced. I think it's perfectly genuine.
Oh, but it is two-faced. If you're charged with making a determination as to whether somebody committed a crime, that's a good faith decision on your part.
I see what you're saying, but I think if you don't agree with the elements, as you have stated in the past, we don't have the direct evidence for this kind of an affidavit as you would in a criminal case. You certainly have tons and tons of circumstantial evidence, and that's what this, the bribery or the extortion element, the quid pro quo, is based on. So you have enough of that. But if you're concerned about that, and again, you want to be this good representative, and you don't find that there's incontrovertible evidence that the president has committed a crime, I think it's perfectly genuine to vote in lockstep with what your constituents ask
you to do. If you honestly believe that.
Right, if you believe that. And it is a circumstantial case.
Stop and think
for a minute. Two people can look at this and have very different views.
But stop and think for a minute. There is no Republican support for this. No demonstrable Republican support.
That's too bad early on. So maybe that will develop as the case progresses, as you hear more. But if it doesn't, and it's strictly partisan with a couple of Democrats voting no, I think this will go down as a political stunt that it will succeed in terms of an impeachment but fail in terms of an ouster.
Well, I tell you, I'm watching the book I'm reading, Impeached, about the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. The parallels between his impeachment and this one are just incredible.
Just all political.
All political. And yet it was a valid thing. You know, they had to find, they tried to impeach him like three times before they actually were able to pass the articles of impeachment.
Hmm.
And a Pennsylvania congressman named Thaddeus Stevens led the charge trying to get him impeached.
We've heard of him.
And finally, when he violated the Tenure of Office Act, when he actually fired Secretary of War Stanton, then they thought, now we got you. And so they went after him on that basis. But in the initial filing, determining whether Congress would hold impeachment hearings, not one Republican voted against it, and not one Democrat voted for it. Now we're just flip-flopped. Now it's the Democrats who are voting for it and the Republicans who are voting against it.
Well, we invite you to call us on these and other topics right now. 1-800-795-9565. We have some emails that relate to the Inspector General's report and some emails that relate to impeachment. Same with the text. That's a mix, but it is an open phones day, so we can talk about anything that is on your mind today. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Last caller before a quickie break is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. I think that the movie that's coming out right now, about Richard Jewell, is particularly timely in a discussion of this report that came out yesterday about misconduct by the FBI. And it is my understanding that someone in the FBI actually altered documents and submitted them, false documents, in order to keep these warrants going. And I do believe that is criminal behavior, and I certainly hope there's some mechanism for that person to be criminally charged. Certainly fired and also criminally charged. And I do that not in some advocacy for any one person except myself. You know, the FBI the force of that can be turned against you. And Richard Jewell's story is a good example of that. Louis Free, the man who investigated Joe Paterno, was found to have engaged in gross misconduct against this Mr. Jewell, ruined the man's life. He was innocent, totally innocent. And yet the FBI turned all its forces against this man and persecuted him, not prosecuted, persecuted this man. It was terrible what went on with that man. And we should all fear a government agency that can turn your life into mud. That's just not acceptable.
I suggested we fire everybody. What's your view on that?
I agree. If they were involved in this case and they engaged in misconduct, they should be terminated. You know, there has to be a limit. I understand that some people think, oh, you know, just wave your fingers, shame on you. Or let them all retire and get their cushy pensions. I don't see it that way. They're inflicting, enforcing, accountability on the American people. Why should they not be equally accountable for their behavior?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the bottom line is, you get a slap in the wrist, a little personnel asterisk in your file if you ruin someone's life. But, hey, that's wrong. Don't do that. But then, of course, the individual who's been injured has to move on.
And it's not a new thing. Look at the gun situation. What, Fast and Furious, isn't that what it was called? Where they were selling the guns into Mexico. That was done by ATF, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
Under the Obama administration.
Our government did that. What about the woman that worked at the IRS that withheld 501c3 status against all those organizations because she didn't agree with their political stance. So she withheld their ability to raise funds to argue for what they believe in. I see that as criminal. They let her retire. You know, she took her ball and went home with her cushy pension. And as long as we, the people, put up with this, then this is what we're going to get. And it's going to get worse, much worse, if we don't insist that these people be held accountable. You're going to have the power to arrest me. You better walk on water. And if you don't, you should be held accountable for that.
That's Amen. A good point, Cindy. Very good point.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you
so much. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the Inspector General's report, which shows that the FBI knowingly submitted incomplete affidavits for the renewal of these warrants for the investigation and tailing and so on of the Trump campaign and the Russian ties, even though they knew that pertinent information, or as the Inspector General says, exculpatory information was withheld, meaning that the information that could have cleared individuals who they were following and monitoring and reviewing.
Sure. Now, so, that alone is very troubling, the fact that the FBI would withhold evidence that tended to prove you weren't guilty.
Well, it seems harsh, too, that you have to wait for the Inspector General to point it out. It seems like there must be a moral compass that's clear for other people in the FBI that see this happening, but that their viewpoints aren't apparently sufficient or permitted or allowed to prevail. All right, well, to be continued, those are our topics. The FBI in general, the Inspector General's report in particular as it relates to Trump's many, many, many Russian ties, and the impeachment, which is, how would you say, not floundering, but is taking baby steps all of a sudden again, right?
Well, I don't know. I was trying to look on the web to see if there was any news out of Nancy Pelosi during whether she'd actually had her press conference at 9 this morning. So we'll check, and we're going to take a break, right? We'll check and see if we can come up with anything on that.
All right. To be continued. Call us now with your view on all of this. 1-800-795-9565.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kias sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We are going to go to a call in a moment, but we got to get through these texts
so we've been ignoring our texters.
So let's do them all. Go ahead.
One of them says, good morning. Trump's lies came out again yesterday. The Department of Justice, FBI Department, found no deep state conspiracy into the 2016 Trump election. Trump debunked. Wah, wah, wah.
Nicely done. Good for you. You knew what he meant.
Then Than is showing his TDS again. Gee, Than, do you think that the Democrats and the Deep State did anything illegal?
Oh, wait. I thought Trump derangement syndrome was what Trump supporters
are
enjoying.
It's either way.
So it goes either way.
Either way. If you're on the left, you believe the people who support Trump are deranged. If you're on the right, you believe the people who oppose him are deranged. Then another one says, hey, EB, if there was no political bias by the FBI, why didn't the FBI go to candidate Trump and inform him there was a possible infiltration into his campaign by a hostile force? No, EB, there was political bias. It's very obvious to anyone that cares to open their eyes. And that is an excellent point. They didn't go to Trump and tell
him
he was right. So if there was no political bias, why wouldn't they have done that? That's a good point.
And to add to that, a lot of the things that Russia did, they did without any knowledge, consent, approval, or, you know, for warning to the Trump campaign. They just did them.
Right.
So, I mean, that sort of backs that up a little bit.
And then one of our other, another writer says, I agree with Cindy. Unfortunately, the only people that will be held accountable will probably be lower level workers, not the ones that directed the same old story.
Right. Yeah, good point.
All right.
That's probably true. All right. So we're going to click all of those off and go to the phone. Good morning, Lance. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, fellows. You're doing a real fine job here. I can only concur with Cindy about the FBI and the ATF. I mean, I have kind of first-hand knowledge about some of the things the ATF has done, and mostly what they were back 20 years ago, at least, were a bunch of bureaucrats who were just doing things and hurting people in order to get a promotion. They really didn't care, you know, who went down, how many lives they ruined, even though what they were doing was a big pack of lies. I mean, it's just really crazy.
Well, and at the time, they made it very difficult for small gun shops to continue existing if there ever had been any infraction at them. So we saw a lot of small gun shop owners give up the ghost because they couldn't face the scrutiny after a minor infraction.
Yeah, that was the whole deal. That was the whole thing. They got all the small dealers out of business, which was really stupid because they lost a tremendous amount of paper trail. When you think about it, you know, Walmart doesn't take trades, right? And so, but small gun dealers do. And each one of those had a paper trail. But now, you just put it in a paper and you'll sell it. I mean, as a long gun in Pennsylvania and in many states, handguns the same way, and that's what that did. But anyway, when we think about Russia, here comes a neophyte president, and all he knows is what the previous president has said. And what he said was that Russia was not a geopolitical threat. So when we saw old Vladimir, he thought, well, this guy's got to be a good guy, because, well, didn't Obama say he was okay? It's something to think about.
Yeah, well, he said that when he was running against Mitt Romney. He said, hey, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and then you think about the glory days of J. Edgar Hoover. Oh, man.
Not much glorious about those days.
No, no. And remember I was talking about what goes around comes around? And now, instead of the right in charge in there and doing stupid stuff, we have the left in charge and they're doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. Can't argue that point with you.
No. Huh.
So it just proves that Washington is almost totally corrupt when it comes to getting power in institutions. If the left has it, they'll abuse it. If the right has it, they'll abuse it.
Yeah.
And what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is political, what is it, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That's why our forebears wanted to keep our government off kilter all the time. So there was always something in it for everybody, and everybody's always jockeying for position, that no big power ever took over and smashed the people with an iron fist. You can't do it. I mean, it's a brilliant system.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks
possibly the
in.
Bar Association was involved with this.
That's what I'm hearing. We have just posted at WKOK.com from CBS, House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against President Trump today, saying that he had abused the power of his office and obstructed Congress in his investigation of his conduct regarding Ukraine. Quote, we must be clear, no one, not even the president, is above the law, unquote, says House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler in a news conference where he was flanked by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other House leaders. At the heart of the Democrats' case, the allegation that Trump tried to leverage a White House meeting and military aid sought by Ukraine to combat Russian military aggression to pressure the Ukrainian president to launch an investigation into Joe Biden and his son.
Well, what about the Nancy Pelosi standing on the steps and unequivocally saying that this was bribery? It's bribery, bribery. She said bribery. I repeat, bribery.
Yeah, you like that question. question. Where Where is that a Fox News question?
No, that's a question we all should all be asking, shouldn't we? If Nancy Pelosi said it was bribery, why isn't that one of the charges they filed against the president?
I don't know. Why don't you ask?
Even the people on the left who call in this show say it was bribery. And I'll admit, if he did what they're accusing him of, it does sound like bribery. So why not bring that charge?
All right, 1-800-7...
Maybe it's because they can't prove it.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners has one of the answers. Go ahead.
Yes, here's an idea. How about if we all, if we look at all past presidential records, and any one of them that have done anything like what is happening now, we bring impeachment against them. Dead or alive, president seems fair and balanced. Let's start with President Obama. Wait till after the election. I will see what I can do. I believe all congressmen know that this kind of stuff happens, and they're just trying to nail somebody to the wall for it. And in this case, it just happens to be President Trump because they hate him. Me, I think the whole thing with Congress isn't working so pretty. Soon, we'll be voting on a new Congress or a brand new way of non-constitutional country. Way of a non-constitutional country because we won't have a government. We will join the one world government because we won't have one.
All right. So we're going to have a coup. Well, we have the Convention of States movement probably going to gain momentum because of all of this.
Another writer says,
regarding the FBI.
Yeah, regarding the FBI, law enforcement officials are humans. They get no pass on credibility any more than former radio personalities. Not us. We're current radio personalities.
So we get a pass. We can say whatever we want. It doesn't have to be true. And another writer, EB, says, hey, if conservatives can ignore the serious allegations against President Trump, liberals can certainly ignore the FISA errors. Fair is fair, right? If conservatives want us to take FISA errors seriously, start taking the things we're concerned about seriously. You know, the quid pro quo, says EB.
And EB is the world's leading proponent of two wrongs make a right.
Oh, it's Joe. I don't even know. I want the old Joe back.
Come on. I mean, if it's a serious problem, they're all serious problems. If the president was wrong about that, I think he should step up and say, all right, I accept the Inspector General's report, you know, that there was no political bias, although I dispute that one. But, you know, here's the way it is. I'll accept the fact that the report was done in good faith, you know, and that there were mistakes made, and hopefully we can learn from them and go forward.
1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free line. Call us immediately if you wish to weigh in on this topic. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more at sunburymotors.com. Do as I've done. Go down there and talk to Jason over at the Lincoln dealership. Tell him that Joe wants a full-size Navigator SUV. I'm making him get the hybrid version just so that the gasoline mileage is way into the 20s on the highway and in the city. And then we're going to walk over and see Mickey about an F-150 because we got a lot of hauling to do in the months and years ahead. Plus, we'll be doing some plowing. Go see Jeff Clock and Mike DeFeo. Mike's got my Ranger standing by there with a 6-foot bed and all-wheel drive and electric rear window and anti-collision device thingamabob so that I don't crash into anything. Or you can go over to, as many people have done, see Ernie or Austin over at the Telluride and Kia dealer, and they'll take good care of you, and they would just love to talk to you. That's the Sunbury Motor Company. They are our umbrella sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. We'll hear some quick messages.
No, they're our umbrella sponsor of On the Mark.
Thank you. I'm doing too many things in my head at the same time here, but we are going to hear from
as empty as it is, it should be plenty of room in there to rattle
that's
around.
Right. There's lots of yes. So isn't that funny you would say that? I was talking to somebody yesterday who said that my brain has unused capacity. We were talking about computers.
Very polite.
Right. They were talking about a computer, and they say, oh, this chip has lots of unused capacity. Sort of like you, Mark. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're enjoying more text. They stacked up in a big hurry again. And we got a caller waiting. So let's do the caller, and then we'll do some texts. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. You had a lot of good callers today. And I'd like to look at this from a different angle. Who do you think Trump would like to debate in the debate for running for president? Do you think he's afraid to debate Joe Biden? Do you think Trump needs any more dirt on Joe Biden? Biden to win the debate?
I would think he'd want Joe Biden. I think he could probably figure that he could beat Joe Biden in a debate. Yep. All the rest of them are so aggressive and so smart and so informed.
So was Hillary, and he ate her for lunch.
I don't know about that. She was a policy wonk. But go ahead, Dan.
No, that's what I'm getting at. This investigation that Trump was trying to get dirt on Biden is foolish from that angle. Trump would rather debate Joe Biden than anybody else, and he don't need any more dirt on Joe Biden. In fact, this investigation brought more dirt out. So my bottom line is that makes it also a farce, this whole impeachment, because that's exactly, I think, Trump favorite debate would be with Joe Biden, because Biden couldn't even out-debate Sarah Palin, and she's not a master debater like Trump. Trump will make him look foolish. So that's another thing in this whole impeachment bit. That's it's so foolish. Why would Trump want Joe Biden out of there? Why would he need dirt on Joe Biden?
Well, maybe just to disrupt the Democratic primary process, even though you and I can speculate that Joe Biden would be an easier target for President Trump in a debate. Maybe just to disrupt, or to show that he's influencing some control over the Democratic, the initial Democratic primaries, or even though they're a long way of going, but that he has some influence over the Democratic process. I think a lot of times with President Trump, his ideas don't make sense if you think them all the way through, but I think but he wants to have an influence on them. You know, he wants his way known. Like people talk about the wall, some folks say, well, it won't work. You know, you could do better with technology or more patrols or something like that. Well, Trump's got the idea that it's a wall, so it's his wall, and some of it's under construction, using other allocated dollars that were sent to the military. But this is his way to exert his influence. He's got some control over that, and, he wants that control. So that might be so they could have an influence, so he could say that, so at least have the personal satisfaction of knowing that he bonked Biden out of the race.
That sounds like malarkey to me.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, I think it is. Yep, I don't even think the House is going to vote for impeachment. I think they realize there's no, it's a foolish thing, and they're going to lose. It's going to help them lose the House on the next election cycle. So I think Nancy Pelosi wish she'd have never bit this off, because she's really frustrated over it, and she knows it's a nowhere bus going nowhere. And so I think it's Trump. I think it's another thing to Trump's advantage that he is going to make solidify us Trump people and disparage more of the Democrats. There's a lot of Democrats aren't for this impeachment, and they're caught in between. Caught between the far left and where they'd like to be. They'd like to be more centrist. So I know they're not in favor of this impeachment either.
All right, we got
another call pending. Thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate your call.
Yep, you guys have a great one.
Thank you so much.
We do have a call coming. We have a text to read. GEB, old quid pro Joe Biden sure was corrupt when he threatened to withhold $1 billion unless the Ukrainian government did what he demanded. Why do you leftists refuse to care about that? Biden is running for president of the United States with a history of corruption and a 40-year government track record to prove it. Yet all the problems in the country are Trump's fault. How pathetic of you leftist Democrats. Okay, well, obviously not a partisan there. And, Bill, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Bart.
Yes?
What did Trump run on? He ran on, I'm going to drain the swamp.
Gotcha.
You're seeing the swamp at its finest, fighting, the top 1% fighting to stay out of jail and be exposed, to protect everything they've done wrong. And to prove it, CNN is in the tank, and they're going to go bankrupt when this is all done, when Trump wins again, and they're going to have to resurface under a new company. This, the American people aren't stupid. Just because someone like yourself doesn't like Trump and his behavior or what he says or a tweet, you're going to sacrifice the American people to be exposed and to be in poverty and not have a great economy because you don't like the guy or anybody else on the left. So, I don't like the guy. But what he's doing is, and Biden, he went over there. The American people should be in an uproar because the guy was crooked. And you see the crookedness where shifty shift, the Republican should have walked out. He never even came in. He's the biggest joker in the whole. Him and Nadler and Pelosi and all of them are on the take. Comey should be in jail. They're all going to be exposed. And the American people see this. The common man and woman see this craziness. Obama was scared of Putin. Obama was scared of Iran, gave him all the money. Obama gave everything out and did nothing for the American people. Did nothing. They want that one word order and power. That's all they want. They want to be on the tape. That's it.
Okay.
It's so simple that the average man sees that. The average voter. And to pan stand and say, well, I don't like the president. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like his tweet. So I'm going to sacrifice the American safety, the border, open borders, free health care. You know, it's down 85%. Kids were getting stolen just so they could come into this country. From these other countries were stealing kids just to traffic to get drugs into this country. Trump's stopping all that.
Well, a lot of people feel as though President Trump has committed a crime, an impeachable offense anyway, in addition to his tweets not just being, something they disagree with, but they see them as disparaging and disrespectful, and so that they feel as though, you know, they're opposing President Trump wherever possible, and they feel the impeachment is appropriate. Have you ever considered the idea that maybe President Trump was peddling influence to the Ukraine? Did you ever think that maybe the quid pro quo was laid out?
Obama was letting didn't give them nothing but blankets. They were over. He's selling them missiles to stand up against Putin to say, "Hey, we're no joke."
So you never did consider that possibility. Well, consider that. You know, the idea could be that the president was impeachably selling influence to the Ukraine. I think it's worth vetting.
How?
Oh, my gosh.
How is he selling influence?
Well, he's withholding military.
That's not
I shouldn't
selling.
Have to do this.
That's not selling anything.
Well, not selling it, but withholding it, abusing his power, withholding military aid so that they would investigate Joe Biden.
Biden gave him blankets. I mean, Obama gave him blankets.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I hear you, baby. We love the blankets from the previous administration.
They're going to be on the tank. Trump, when he took office, every profit that they make in other countries and all these organizations, they write checks to the Treasury Department. They don't take no profit. He's losing money. So how's he profit when he's losing money, but all his profit, he writes checks to the Treasury Department on all his profit. He's losing money.
Gotcha. One of our listeners says, hi, Dan. I drive bus and always return the same day. Trump ran on lies, 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 and more lies. I think I'm missing. I might be missing a word there.
A career politician, a 40-year career politician, are up there fighting for their lives. The American people ain't stupid.
I think we are, but that's another topic.
No. You don't like the guy. They don't like the guy because, number one, he's exposing the swamp. Number two is, I don't like his tweet. That's offensive. That's offensive. Obama had people going in different bathrooms and this and that. He brought back racism. Obama did. He brought it back.
All right. We got you, brother. Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Bill.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. Okay.
But, you know, I go back to the other thing. All this bribery. They didn't like quid pro quo. They tested it and found out bribery worked. And Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the gang are saying bribery. But yet, when they have the charges.
All right, let's take it.
Well, no one's answered that for me. Why aren't those charges being filed?
1-800-795-9565. We'll take a quickie break. We will be right back. 1-800-795-9565.
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kia sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. Joe, are you prepared to sit?
I am. One of our writers says, something to think about. We fight wars in Afghanistan. They grow poppy seeds, opium drugs, and the USA allows it to happen. These drugs are sent to the USA. We allow our troops to fight in other countries, and that country is dealing drugs. The president is helping Putin. And the next country to watch that Trump is helping Putin with is, guess, which one?
All right, 1-800-795-9565.
No, I'm not going to guess.
Fred Keller tweets, quote, those who do not like President Trump's policies and resent him working to restore the power of the government to the people have worked tirelessly from the moment he announced he was running for president to find any possible means of tearing him down. Unquote. He's issued a full statement that you can look at his website. So perhaps we'll get an opportunity to read a little bit more of that as our show progresses.
Another one says, Nancy Pelosi is doing her job, saving our Constitution and country.
Amen.
And finally, sounds like Trump. I think I can get bailed out of jail if I can get the stupid people to vote for me. You have to vote for me.
Okay.
Another person mocking the president's speech.
Okay. All right. Cindy, you're on the mark.
I'd like to point out that President Trump has accomplishments. Among them is he made the promise to fix NAFTA. He has put that into place. However, Congress has failed to act on it. So he used an executive order or whatever process there was to get us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have another trade agreement that would have cost our country 500,000 jobs. I look at these things and people think this is okay that our country engages in these kind of trade agreements, yet we're up in arms when the hospital is going to close, which is a terrible shame, 150 jobs, when Woodmode shut down almost 1,000 jobs. Don't we understand that that plays out in all the communities where these people work? That this has trade agreements that scuttle ship. It's beyond me, except that there are some people who really want to control the world and use these trade agreements to do that. It isn't just an agreement about, you know, you take my cauliflower and I'll take your broccoli. It goes far beyond that, mandating that these countries set up certain labor rules, mandating that they don't allow children to work, mandating all these things. That's the United States saying, okay, Cindy O'Hara, we're going to get rid of your job because we want to manipulate the behavior in Marktopia. We should stop this philosophy that we need to control the world. We should pay attention to the issues that we have in our own country. Many people call in the show and raise them. Many times I agree with them. But as long as we spend our time and our dollars trying to run the world, we're not going to have the resources or the attention, the energy necessary to resolve the problems here. Thank you.
Good point. Thank you, Cindy.
Right. Yeah, thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is the vacated open line there. Go ahead, Joe.
Right. One of our emailers says, if you heard the press conference the president had yesterday dealing with his attempt to roll back EPA water-saving legislation, you would have to question his competence. He rambled on and on for 15 minutes about people having to flush toilets 15 or 20 times now. If he was my grandfather, I'd be scheduling a mental health evaluation pronto.
Yeah, I guess he had quite the diatribe.
Well, he was also talking about light bulbs.
What was that?
Well, he was talking about light bulbs, too. We're going to get the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs back again. And one of our email texters says, Cindy Trump just took food out of the mouths of many Americans. He took away food stamps for the poor.
Okay.
Oh, Cindy, Trump just took food out of, not Cindy Trump. Cindy, Trump just took food out of the mouths of many Americans. He took away food stamps for the poor.
All right. Mr. Keller, Congressman Keller's full statement is Tuesday. House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. The articles follow an effort of over 4 years by some career bureaucrats, members of the intelligence community, and now House Democrats to stop the Trump presidency. On the announcement, Congressman Fred Keller made the following announcement, quote, the announcement of articles of impeachment today is a sad day for our republic. Those who do not like President Trump's policy and resent him working to restore the power of government to the people have worked tirelessly from the moment he announced he was running for president to find any possible means to tear him down. The articles of impeachment announced today are not fueled by any facts or firsthand accounts, but rather a fantastical hatred for the President of the United States of America. The actions of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, and their House Democratic colleagues have done and will continue to do nothing but tear this country apart. So says U.S. Congressman Fred Keller of the 12th District.
Okay, well, that was a good text from Fred. Is that a text? Or
no,
is
that's
that
an email. News release.
Okay.
Full-blown news release. Sent
okay.
to reporters, initially tweeted, and as I read a segment of it, and now the full-blown release is out.
Well, to be continued.
What happened to our show?
It's over.
We've
done 90
here.
Minutes.
No. I have more to say.
Well, you can say it, just no one's going to hear it.
Well, let's listen.
I'll stick around and listen to you for a minute.
All right, thank you. That would be helpful. There'll be more time than that. I need more time. All right, well, we'll take this up tomorrow, and hopefully you'll all be present, and we'll be talking about these remarks today. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. It is 10 o'clock.